Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Hey, Steve Butella here from Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, we learn from Jill what she learned at the Willie Nelson show last night. Jill, this is one of those shows that's just so much fun. We don't really have to talk about land. We don't have to talk about stuff that goes on in the office.
We're just going
to
talk about something fun.
Tragic acquisitions and triumphs. And I want to hear how this Willie Nelson show went last night, because I never bought any of his music, but I have such respect for somebody who has that kind of longevity. What is he, 86 years old?
Something, I'm 82.
All right, I'll zip it.
Something.
Tell us about the show. Tell us how you got these tickets. I can't wait to hear about this.
It was so fantastic. So yesterday afternoon, I'm sitting at my desk. My girlfriend calls about 1 o'clock and I answer the phone and she says, "You're not going to believe this. My husband's sick." This was one of his Christmas presents too. I'm like, "Oh, I feel so bad. Do I send the guy a card?" But he's too sick to go. I'm the backup and
send him a card.
I know. I was going to send him like a Christmas card. Like,
about this guy.
Thank you for giving me your Christmas gift.
Jill knows this woman because her husband is my attorney and he is one of the most foul mouthed. I'm not going to name any names. I have so much fun with this guy. I've known him since the early 90s. Anyway.
Yeah.
He probably faked being sick because he didn't want to go out there and do that. Which is perfect.
I don't know.
It
worked out great for me. We both, everybody won.
Anyway,
so
I keep interrupting you.
She calls me and tells me, "Hey, it's at the Celebrity Theater," which is one of my favorite places. It's a round theater where the stage is in the middle and it rotates. So there's not a bad seat in the house. And we're in the third row. So for, you know, as he's slowly turning, he's right there in front of you. And it's just so cool. And I'm like, why would I say no? So we Ubered. So nobody had to drive. Love all that. And had a blast. What was so funny is he's still true professional, you know, no messing around. He doesn't pull the Madonna and make you wait for 2 hours before we show up on stage thing. So we get there. There's one opening act. They start right on time. I can't remember their name.
Were they good?
Yeah, there were three young guys. Oh, my gosh. Three young guys from Oregon killing it from a small town. They were talking about their tour. They did 200 shows last year.
Can you imagine?
I'm like, what the heck? Well, A, how lucky are they? Yeah, they didn't tour with Willie. They just got to be there with him tonight.
Oh, okay.
So, because after the show or like towards the end of the show, my friend kind of pokes me and says, "Look over there." And there they are. They're there in awe.
Oh, geez.
Off the stage, standing there watching him.
He went to the show.
And one of them had a bag in his hands. Not kidding that he went and bought like a t-shirt. He had the bag in his hands that he got a Willie Nelson t-shirt. I'm like souvenir. I'm like, that's the coolest thing. I should have taken a picture of them as they were standing over there watching the off the wings.
And it was the warm-up band kind of like his music?
Yeah, they were country guys. Not just country, just some good, three good country guys. And they were awesome, really down to earth, neat guys, great songs that they had done. And they said something about just getting some signing, something new is coming for them. And it was just awesome. So
were they all really handsome?
They were all really cute. Yes, they were. They were really cute. So anyway, Marla and I are like, these guys are great. So then we, because they finish, they play for maybe an hour. Then there's like maybe a half hour, maybe less of setup for Willie. And he's on. Nobody's goofing off. And he did all of our favorites. One of them was it's just Willie. I've never owned any of his stuff, but my dad did. And there's just some songs that, you know, bring tears to your eyes because you remember where you were at that time. And
see, I know that some of these artists that, you know, have that longevity, mm-hmm. they're still doing it in the 80s. And you said it was crowded, right?
It was sold out.
Sold out. To fill something like that, yeah, there's certain, it's just, they have to convey some emotion over and over and over again about songs that they've sold, sung a million times, which I think could be really tough. That, or I think that's so talented.
Yeah.
I don't care if you like country music, don't like it, agree with Willie Nelson's dope smoking policies. I don't care it or not. It just, you have to respect that he can evoke that kind of emotion 7 nights a week, driving around in a bus his whole life.
Yeah, it was just awesome. Hey, one girl rushed the stage. It was a
with
funny.
Her walker?
I am not. Yeah, right? No. She was like in her 40s or something. I'm like, are you really rushing up there? And of course, you know, that the security kind of got her off, which is like, really? We're all like, really? It was so funny.
Was everybody nice about it?
Oh, yeah. Totally good. Nice. Couple of things, though. His guitar. I don't know for sure. I asked the gentleman next to me. Oh, I have another funny story about the family next to me, by the way. So I leaned over and I'm like, I said, what's the name of his guitar? And he said Trigger. I haven't looked it up. I'm like, because I'm sure this guitar is beat up. There is a hole in it. I mean, literally, from worn down or damage or something, there's a hole in it.
He plays it a lot.
But it's his thing.
There's a lot
thing.
Of stories about that.
You know, totally. And then afterwards, there was, you know, when he went off stage, the guitar stays, and one guy comes up and packages it up and has a nice case and everything. And I watched someone take a picture. I'm like, you know what? That's really cool. You got a picture with, you know, we all know that's his guitar in there, and that's very special. Mm-hmm. So, but, okay. So there's so funny. This family next to me, it was like the daughter who looks like she's in her 50s and the parents are like in their 70s next to me. And she's, the daughter's clearly the caretaker, taking care of mom and dad. And dad, no, okay, I got it, dad. I'll take care of it, whatever. So she goes off and comes back. I'm thinking, oh, she's bringing them coffee or something nice. No, she walks back with a couple beers and shots.
The parents?
Yes. And I leaned over to this guy who's 70-something next to me. And I said, did your daughter just hand you a shot? And he goes, yes, she did.
That's the greatest
thing
ever.
I said, that's awesome. I'm like, wow, I like how you roll. And so we had so much fun. So Willie, like I said, not a lot of talking in between. He's very respectful. Apparently that's his sister who was playing the piano. She killed it because it's Willie Nelson and Family is the name of the show. And I'm like, who's the family? So that's what it is. And I bought a bandana. We both bought bandanas because we're going to wear them at here in Scottsdale in February. We have Parada del Sol and we kind of get into the Western thing and have a fun Western day, and there's a parade and everything. We get into that. So we're going to wear our bandanas in honor of Willie. So it was so fun.
I'm glad you had fun.
Oh my gosh. We had such a good time. I'm trying to think about, the other funny thing was I'm looking at my watch when we're done. And I'm like, wait a minute. Is it just me or is it 9:45? And it was funny because I'm like, boy, who knew we could, you know, go whoop it up and have night, you know, fun concert night, see Willie Nelson and gosh, be home by 10. I never thought that would happen. So
I wonder if it's that for him or his fans or probably both.
I wonder. I think it's both.
Yeah. If he started at 1 a.m. like Madonna, there'd be 3 people there.
Right. Exactly. Well, and I don't know if Willie could do it himself because he's,
I mean, you got to work on
something.
Time today. I really thought you were just going to miss the whole day.
Me too. I was kind of planning on it. I could have. Shucks.
You guys could have got a hotel room down there.
Oh.
You should have said that. You could have said the show ended at 3 a.m.
And then there was an after party. Yeah. Oh, and, I totally blew that.
You could have milked that for 2 whole days of midweek work.
We could have gone to 6 other hangouts after the show. I don't know why we didn't think of that. We were just kind of like, well, it's a Tuesday. So it was so funny.
So what did you learn? What do you take from that? If anything, or you just really just don't care at all? Just
yeah, you know what I learned?
Value.
Thank you. It's a good question. Consistency.
It's in the title.
He is, Willie learned. Is professional.
What Jill learned from the Willie Nelson show.
Thank you. Professionalism. And consistency,
uh-huh.
You know, he's probably doing that same show the same way. Everyone's got a huge respect for him, his fans included. And it was clear on stage, he runs the show, man.
Yeah.
No one steps on Willie's toes. Not you, not that you could, but,
did he have like a band director in the back that kind of, that was just that seasoned in following how he does it and everybody else?
No.
Or is the band so familiar with how it works, they just...
Everybody knows their stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. And he had one of my favorite... His sister's playing piano, and she's awesome. And she has this long hair, like all the way down to her rear, long blonde hair. And she's a cowboy hat. You could barely see her face because she's got her head down. She's into it, playing the piano. She's really good. But my favorite person on stage other than Willie was he's got this harmonica guy who is just fantastic. And he's huge. He reminds me of Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond. Yeah, he looks like Brad Garrett. And he's got that height on him, like I'd come up to his armpit kind of thing. So, and he's right there. So the sister is to Willie's left. And this guy's to his right, or first anyway. And it was awesome. They just had a great thing. And then there's a drummer, a couple drummers in the back, and then they have a bass and another guitar and some That's stuff great. Going on. And it was really cool. So what else did I learn from Willie? Don't stop. Boy, if you're 82 or however old he is and you are still having fun and this That's is your point. Life and this is what you want to do and you – sometimes I think we stay younger. People I've seen,
gosh, for sure.
Right? You stay younger and active and everything because you don't stop. And that's something you and I talked about. You know, would we ever retire? And we always say no.
I mean, in a million years, I never thought I'd be doing this. And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of work. I mean, I'm in here at 6 or 7 o'clock every single morning, sometimes 6, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. It's not something that I never thought I would see out of myself, that helping people become independently wealthy and getting out of the jobs that they don't want or on and on and on. We're going to do a show about that. I think it's the next show, actually. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just, I see that in our members too. I see a few of them, about a handful of them really starting to succeed at this and really getting into it. And then it just makes you want to work harder.
It does. It's very true. It's, it gives you energy.
Right.
It does. And it reminds you why you're here. Like, all right, that's why I'm doing this. No, seriously.
No, I know.
It's really good. So I'm sorry there weren't any extra tickets.
It was no.
Okay.
I was going to bring that up. I'm glad you did. If you handed me a free ticket last night and said 14 people couldn't go, here's a ticket, I probably would have tried to get out of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's the middle of the week. You know, however, I guess if I knew it was going to, we'd be all done by 10. I would have done something different. I would have gone for sure, actually, if I knew it was being done by 10.
Isn't that funny? What are you saying about yourself, Stephen?
You know, I'm not 22 years old, and I have, I'm not crazy like you.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, what's so funny is my girlfriend's calling me, and I'm like, she knows darn well how I am, and there's a 99% chance I'm going to say yes, you know. And I happened to be wearing boots yesterday, too, which I kind of – it was really – I'm such a chick.
So what you were wearing was part of the decision?
It actually weighed. I looked down. I'm looking – she's talking to me, and she's talking about Willie Nelson. I'm like, oh, I love that theater. This is going to be so fun. I looked down. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I happen to be wearing black cowboy boots. All right. Done. You know, like I'm already dressed for it. So I definitely can't say no. So I just thought that was funny. I realized that. I'm like, I don't have to change. I'm ready to go. So
yeah, I'm super glad you had fun.
I did. It was really great. Everybody had a good time. Well, you know, and the nice thing too, maybe that's about our community. Like-minded people, you know, everybody at that show, no matter how old you are. And there were some little kids there. Good. Some people brought their, you know, they're in elementary school age kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if you're 10 or you're 90, you're going to have fun at Willie Nelson.
You know, I went to see Frank Sinatra a long time ago, and we kind of knew that it was pretty much his last show. And I'm not saying that about Willie Nelson. I hope he does 10 more years. But there's always, after you get in your late 80s like that, you know, you have to start thinking about that. I hope it's not his last show, but that's maybe why some little kids are there, just to say they could do it.
They could say I saw them.
Right. Hey, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment and in life. I bet that just rocked.
It was so much fun.
What
it
really
was
happened?
Really
like,
fun.
So the stage, I know it goes circularly around.
Right.
Where are your seats?
He's like right there. We were third row. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
And I haven't shown you the pictures yet.
Yeah. Maybe you can put
them
online.
I tweeted one.
Did you do the whole Periscope thing? Like
I didn't do Periscope, no. But I took a video of one song, and then I tweeted, and I put on – I didn't put on the – I think I put on Facebook too. So, but if you guys are on my tweet if all you can see.
Oh, good. Okay.
Because it's right there. Because that, and that guitar is beat up. It's really kind of funny.
I remember hearing about that. And then he's got some real special guy that works on it. Because it's literally the guitar. It may or may not be now, but it's a guitar that he started with.
Isn't that funny? I didn't know the story until I'm standing there staring at it, going, there's something about that guitar.
There's a whole documentary on putting that guitar back together. Really? And he played it until it started buckling.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They fixed it.
Yeah, but there's still a big hole. There's like a gaping hole in the front of it.
I guess my question is, I wonder if they just kept the face of it and the whole restructure of the guitar and all that. I mean, guitars are in it. That doesn't matter.
I don't know. Yeah, but it was a good show. I'm really glad I went. What an experience.
Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.